are listening to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast, the number one podcast in the world for leaders who want to be the best. Each episode is designed to help you recognize and overcome your leadership challenges and achieve great success at your work. This episode is brought to you by your host, Payal Nanjiani, a world-renowned leadership expert, executive coach, and author known for her leadership talks, corporate training, and executive coaching. To know more about Payal, visit her website, www.payalnanjiani.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. This is your good friend and mentor, Payal Nanjiani. And I hope things are going great for you. I have had some tremendous responses for my new book, Win the Leadership Game Every Time. And I hope for those of you who have ordered their personalized signed copy, I hope the book is giving you tremendous value. The book is meant for you to stand out in a noisy corporate world and get to your next level. It's available on Amazon worldwide, as well as for the signed copy, you can also head to my website, which is payalnanjiani.com/books. And so now for the topic of today, I think it's a very interesting one. I have been coaching a lot of leaders and executives on this. So I thought I'll talk to you about it. It's called The Trap of Result Attachment. Now, you know, my father would often repeat a quote from the Bhagavad Gita, and the quote was something like this. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you have no control over results. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the result of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Well, I think in simple language, it means do not be attached to the results. Just concentrate on your actions and know that you are not the only cause of the results. Your results are influenced not only by your hard work, but by many other unknown factors beyond your control. And as I think of it, you know, I feel that no company, small or large, no entrepreneur, no individual, no leader can win over the long run without being fully engaged in their work. Only when people are fully engaged in their craft can there be an increase in the productivity. See, you cannot go to the highest level of your success without committing to being fully engaged in whatever you do. And this quote from the Bhagavad Gita gives a deeper answer to the problem of why today we lack, we lack full mind engagement. And despite all the tools that we have, I think this quote is exact opposite of what we American leaders are coached and taught to do. In fact, you know, in my yin-yang growing years in America, I have noticed that especially when I stepped into corporate America, I was, I heard people talk about the power of visualizing their outcomes, and people focused heavily on their results and they were doing everything to achieve the results. You know, we were always told to talk in the language of outcomes, put your attention on the results, just visualize it. And I think at one point I began questioning myself, must I think of the results and the outcomes or not? You know, don't results inspire us and motivate us to achieve more? And my confusion on this was cleared when years later I traveled to India. And I remember that one evening when my dad and I went for a walk to the nearby ice cream shop. And as we carried our ice creams and settled down on the benches outside the shop, my father just looked at me and he said, okay, so young lady, how's life in America? And I, you know, was gleaming happy and I said, going great. And then we chatted about my work and I told him about my goals and how I wanted to achieve them all. And of course, I also told him about the American dream that I had and how through my work I wanted to achieve it. And I'm sure he could see that passion and enthusiasm, but he also saw something else which I didn't. So he smiled and he asked me, how would you feel if you were to achieve your dreams? I said, of course, I'll feel so happy. You know, I'll just feel on top of the world. You know, I mean, come on, I've been putting in so much of efforts. And he said, okay, so how would you feel if you were not to achieve these results despite all your hard work and efforts? I said, oh, I'll be honest, Dad, I'm going to feel really terrible about it. I mean, come on, you know, I'm going to feel sad. I'm going to feel miserable. After all, I've worked hard and the efforts I have put in. Oh, my goodness, you're seeing that. He said, okay. He asked, so what would you do next? And I said, I would keep pursuing until I got my results. You know, all that visualizing and getting behind your dreams is what kept me to give this answer. And then his next question is something that I had no answer. You know, he said, okay, so in what condition now would you be pursuing these dreams and your goals? And I was a little confused in that. And I think my father just got that confusion of mine. And he said in a very deep voice, he said, you know what, Payal? How will you achieve your results when you are operating in a state of frustration and feeling miserable and sad? And even if you do continue, what would be the condition of your health and mind? Would you have enough stamina and enthusiasm to move on from one project to another, one goal to another, and really be unstoppable? And of course, my answer was no. He paused and he took a deep breath, and it just seemed as if he was troubled. And he looked at me and he said, you know, do you really want to do this? Do you not feel that you are meant to do more, but without being attached to the results? He said, you've got to think about it. And the more I think about what he said, the more I question myself, friends. Do you know why today there is so much of tension, anxiety, sadness, and stress in the corporate world? Why, despite all the benefits our workplace gives us, we aren't really very happy and fulfilled at our work? In fact, I know of so many executives I have coached. I know of people in the senior leadership positions who reach there, but they feel truly unfulfilled in their career life. Why our work, which should be a sheer joy of, you know, source of joy, has become a wellspring of tension? We really aren't giving our best. We aren't fully engaged. It's because we are so deeply attached to the results that our condition is like these, you know, monkeys in Thailand. I'm sure you might have heard this story somewhere, that there was this, there were so many monkeys in this town that it started to cause problems to the local villagers and farmers. And that's when a wise man stepped up and said to the community, guess what? I've got a plan. And then what he did was he drilled a tiny hole on the side of the coconut and drained out the coconut water. Now, the hole was big enough for a monkey's open hand to go through, but too small for a monkey's closed fist to go through. So then he filled a third of the coconut with peanuts and placed it near the trees that the monkeys frequently visited. Now, one of the monkeys figured out that there were peanuts inside, and so he stuck his hand in there and grabbed a handful. Now, when the villagers saw that, they began chasing after the monkey. Now, the monkey was wondering and he wanted to flee, but the monkey was now stressed, fearful, and panicked. He only had one hand free because the other hand was trapped in the coconut. Remember the closed fist with the peanuts? Now, the monkey would not let go of the peanuts, and the monkey did not see that he could just let go of those peanuts, free his other hand, and just climb away. Of course, eventually he was caught and killed by the villagers, and the plan worked. Well, I think sadly this is our condition today in the corporate world. You know, to achieve success, we are just pushing ourselves every single day. We hear all these motivational gurus, and I don't know from where all this comes, that successful people wake up in the morning at 4, they sleep late, and you know, they're working for more than 18 to 20 hours if they want to get there. They're taking one project after another. And they work till they drop dead. Oh, well, guess what? If you work in this type of environment, or if you work in this type of a condition, definitely you're going to drop dead extremely soon. You see, my friend, for success, you need to be hopeful. You need to be happy, passionate, healthy, confident, and enthusiastic. And no business magazine tells us this. I have seen some of the world's most successful leaders in the corporate truly work with happiness, passion, feeling confident, and being healthy. One needs to have a very calm mind and move with speed, because these are very uncertain times. You've got to make quick decisions. You've got to work with speed. But rather, what are we doing? We are full of worry, tension, stress, frustrations, anxiety, unhappiness, ill health, jealousy. You know, we are in the rat race. I don't know where we are going, but if we do get our results, it makes us happy. And if we don't, we feel sad. So we are always swinging between the results, you know, between the feeling of feeling happy and feeling sad. And I think with all of this, that is the reason I see so many people when they come to me for coaching, these senior leaders, they feel unfulfilled in their life. You know, by the time they are in their 40s, they are like, okay, I'm feeling so unfulfilled. I don't know what I am doing. Well, I think your results are making you dance like a monkey, disturbing your state of mind consistently. And I think one just cannot deliver the best if you're affected by the results. You know, if your results are going to, have a seesaw effect on you, I don't think you will be able to ever get there. Your state of mind should be neutral and not a slave of your results. So something that I wanted to remember is that, and something which I remind myself every single day when I wake up, is that my results are because of me. I am not because of the results. The results don't define me. One result failure, two result failures, 10 results failure do not define me. I am because of the result. Results are because of me. I am not because of the results. So I challenge you today to look into your life, into your career, and see where are you still holding on to the peanuts, despite the fact that it might be harming your progress greatly and maybe hindering your success and ultimate potential. You know, today when I look back, I think if only that monkey would have detached himself from the peanuts, you know, that is the results, he would have lived, and he would have lived to achieve more. The ability to let go, the ability to surrender, to move on, and not to let the results influence you is one of the highest and the biggest essential quality of any leader. Leaders should be able to avoid falling into the trap of result attachment. We should be able to understand the danger of holding on to things that don't serve us well. We should realize that we are creating traps for ourselves. You know, unfortunately, most of the traps in our career life are those that we create for ourselves. We cling to the privileges of being right. We won't let go of anger and resentment. We carry the baggage of grudges. We become attached to material things like titles and positions and the status quo. And we feel these are defining us. We just don't let them go. So here's something that I really want you to reflect and think about, my friends. You know, detachment, when you talk about detachment in the corporate world, and it sounds counterintuitive, here's what I want you to remember. Detachment does not mean that you own nothing. It simply means nothing owns you. And I think that's a powerful statement. You want to let that sink inside of you. You are the one who wants to grow higher. You cannot be attached to right now what your position and titles bring to you. Now, like I said, detachment doesn't mean that you own nothing. Well, you do own those titles, those positions, those results, everything. It simply means nothing owns you. Nothing can disturb your state of mind. You are in a position today to make the best decision. You've got to make good decisions and great decisions and tougher ones in the environment in which we are. And if you allow everything to have a seesaw type of an effect on you, you won't be able to make those best decisions. I have seen, leaders who operate at the peak state are the ones who aren't disturbed by the results. Results cannot overpower them. They find peace and success within them, and they operate with a feeling of fulfillment even when they are completely challenged. So you want to think about it, my friend. You know, in fact, one of the hallmarks of effective leadership is the ability to distance oneself from the work situation and to look at it with detachment. Now, when you do that, you are going to be able to, you know, it's like a zoom in and a zoom out. The more you are zoomed in, the more you are, attached to the situation, to everything around you, the higher the chances that you will not be able to have a bird's eye view of the situation. You will not be able to make an effective decision. And the moment you zoom out, you're not attached to the results, I can almost assure you, you will be able to make better decisions and you will be able to consider a holistic view of the situation. In fact, I recall one CEO who decided based on the industry trends to project a flat growth rate. Now, when he presented his analysis for the year to his peers, he was shocked to hear some of them challenge his decision by saying things like, "Why don't you just go relax at the beach if you can't find any alternatives?" Now, the CEO knew that he hadn't come up with the best of the solutions, and clearly his mind was worried with thoughts of the past and future results. So he decided to seek alternatives for growing the business. Now, you know, this I know because he's a client of mine. I've coached him for 6 months. Of course, now he is on his way to different things. But he applied my FME pyramid. Now, the FME pyramid, I think this was, I had written this, if I recollect well, in one of my books titled Achieve Unstoppable Success in Any Economy. And it talks about the full mind engagement of how leaders need to have a full mind engagement if they want to come up with better, you know, alternatives in their in their business and in their work. So it starts by first being detached from the worry of the results. And as he practiced that, as he grew up on that FME pyramid, he indeed grew his business that year, and something which I know he wouldn't have done without the push to a new level of this exploration. So, you know, here's something that I want you to reflect on, something which I have reflected a lot in my life. I encourage and challenge you to take a close look at the attachments in your life. What are some of the peanuts that you are holding on to? Do you place more importance on things outside of yourself than on the things inside of you? Does your goal and attachment to the results get you into a monkey's mind of state? Are there things when you surrender them that will allow you to achieve your dream? Are you truly giving your best at your workplace? Well, I want you to reflect on these questions and realize that when you know your inner qualities as a leader and you strengthen your inner leadership and you have this awareness of surrendering in a conscious way, you are able to set yourself on an elevated position. No opposition, however powerful it may be, can now shake you from your seat of self-respect and growth. Well, with these questions to reflect on, I would like to wish you loads of success. And if you need to order the new book, a personalized copy of your new of the book of my new book, Win the Leadership Game Every Time, it's available on my website, payalnanjiani.com, as well as on Amazon worldwide. And I'll be back with another leadership topic and another leadership talk with you on the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. Until then, this is Payal Nanjiani wishing you loads of success. God bless.